Given the effects of entrainment, look for these factors when considering the storm with the greatest updraft potential. First, look for the presence of dry air in a sounding. That could mix with the updraft, diminishing its buoyancy. Secondly, if you do have dry air, of course, what would be really good is a wide updraft. The widest ones allow the updraft core to be protected. Satellite imagery of the width of the cumulus cloud can be used, or the overshooting top. Or you could use radar imagery of the mid-level precipitation core width. Those are ways to estimate the storm with the least entrainment potential. You can look into the updraft signatures on the radar, including the size of the bounded weak echo region. That can be used. Or you can use the width of the ZDR column to estimate the width of the updraft. Next, secondary updrafts that developed near the previous storm may grow into a more moist mid-level environment than what the models or the rayops indicate. And finally, a large area of towering cumulus growing in a region of mesoscale ascent can provide a clue that the environment will be more moist than the analysis would show.